Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Maron Yemi Rossi Shiyuchiu, Moshe the Beshtin writes on Moshe Mordechai, and is based in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Goyen HaGadol of Avraham Genachovsky, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, Zocher Etzion Meshavitz Lekacho, Parshas Yisro. It says in the Gemara in Psachim that we learn from here that Kiddush is Doiraisa Zechorei LaYayin, Bikinisasa, when Shabbos comes in, you should mention Shabbos over wine. It says in the Balei HaTosfos, cited in Tosfos HaShalim al HaTorah in Parshas Yisro, that Zachor is Begamachria Regel. In other words, Zachreyu Kodim L'Regel. You should mention it before the Regel, because Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodim, what's more frequent, comes first. L'Chayra, what this means is that when a person is Chayiv to be other L'Regel, or to buy wine for Kiddush, and he doesn't have enough money for both, so what should he do? What he should do is he should buy the wine for Kiddush, because Kiddush is more tadir than the regel. But lechora, that doesn't seem to make sense, because das rov poiskim that Kiddush d'oraisa is enough ba'amira. It's enough just to say Kiddush mid d'oraisa. You don't have to actually drink wine. That you have to drink wine is just a din de rabbanan. So b'pshuto, it's right that a person should be makadish shalal le'yayin and then use the money to be all the regel. So maybe pshat in Tosis is that it's not talking about kiddush le'yayin kodem l'aliyah le'regel, but rather benusach kiddush, you should first be mazkir Shabbos and then afterwards Yom Tov, because tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. Now it says in the Balei HaTosfos al Torah, Moshe Zakenim and Shmos, that even those who hold that Kiddush Aliyah is de'oraisa, like we see in the Parish HaMiyuchas L'Rashi and Nazir 4a, for those learning Daf Yomi, you did it not long ago. Nevertheless, or for those who Chazur Shas every month, you also did it not long ago. Nevertheless, if a person swore not to drink wine, it is not a Shavua Levatel Es HaMitzvah, even those who hold that Kiddush Aliyah is de'oraisa. If one swore not to drink wine, it's not a shvuah levatel es hamitzvah, because he's not mushpa v'omid mihar sinai, that he himself should drink the wine, because he can give it to his friend to drink, and therefore it's not nishpa levatel es hamitzvah. Now, the Balei HaTosfos are coming to explain the Gemara in Nazir. It says there in the Gemara 3b that Rabbi Shimon learns in the Pasuk Miyayin v'Shecher Yazir that Nazir is usher even beyayin, that it's a mitzvah to drink. Frek the Gemara, why do we need a Pasuk that Nazir is not allowed to drink wine of mitzvah like Kiddush and Havdalah? Hare mushba ve'oimed olav mehar Sinai. He already swore that he is not going to drink wine Mehar Sinai. He's already Mushba Mehar Sinai. What do we need a pasuk that a Nazir is also behind Shel Kiddush? In other words, Kiddush and Avdallah. He's Mushba Vamed Mehar Sinai. So Tosis explains that what the Gemara means, which is Tosis and Avdallah Ramad Aleph, the Gemara is asking Lashon Tmiya. Is he really Mushba Vomed Mehar Sinai? It's true that Kiddush Hayom is Doraisa. Nevertheless, the Chiyot Mekadosh Aliyayin is not Doraisa, because Achorei Aliyayin is only an Asmachta. So why do I need a Pasuk to be Memayit? Why do I need a Pasuk to be Memayit? And tell me that a Nazir is not allowed to drink Mitzvah wine, Kiddush wine. Is he Mushba Vomed Mehar Sinai to drink Kiddush wine? No, he's not. He's not Mushba Vomed to drink Kiddush wine, because Kiddush Aliyayin is not Doraisa. So you don't need a pasuk to tell you not to drink the wine. It's pashut, he doesn't drink the wine. He never swore about it at Har Sinai. Mela, the Naziris, requires, mandates that he doesn't drink the wine. So you don't need a pasuk for that. Azoi is the explanation of Tosfos. However, in the Balei HaTosfos that we quoted earlier, Moshe Zakenim and Shmos, so they write differently. Those who hold Kiddush Aliyayin is de'oraisa, like the Shita that's Miyucha in the Shita Miyuchas L'Rashi, a Nazir, What the Gemara is asking is, v'chi mushba v'omed mehar Sinai shehu atzmo yishta me'ayayin? What? Is he mushba v'omed that he himself drink from the wine? Let somebody else drink from the wine. He could give it to his friend. And therefore, you don't need a pasuk to tell you that he shouldn't drink the wine. So yesh ladun b'nishba levatul mitzvah v'yochel ha'ide acher. So based on what we just spoke about, it's interesting to talk about what would be the din of somebody who swears to be mevatel a mitzvah, and he could do the mitzvah through somebody else. For example, there are a number of mohalim in town, and he swears not to circumcise a child. He's nishba shelo lamo. Is he considered nishba levatel es hamitzvah? Yesh kama mohalim, and he swears, is that considered nishba levatel es hamitzvah, that the shvu is not chal? Or no? Maybe the shvu is chal because the other people are around to do it. So the fi amol mibalei atois, is he not considered nishba levatel es hamitzvah? Let Yanim do it, let the other guy do it. However, from the tshuvas hatashbitz, chilek beis, simen kuf samch gimel, yesh lo hechiach, that he is considered nishba levatel es hamitzvah, because the tashbitz was asked, and as somebody who swore not to be a shliach tzibur. See, he takes a shvua not to be a shliach tzibur. And the question is the shvua chal? And he answers that even though a shvua is chal and a mitzvah dirabbonon, and tefillah is only dirabbonon, but here the shvua was lo lavor lifnei ateva not to be chazen, it would seem that that's a mitzvah min ha-Torah, she'ovir lifnei ha-teva k'dei l'hotzi yisarav midei chovosan b'dvarim she'bekdusha, that are min ha-Torah. Dvarim she'bekdusha, Gemara says in Brachas 21b, minayin she'en ha-yachar omer kadosh v'kedusha, she'nemar v'nikdash nimsoch b'nei Yisrael, kol dvar she'bekdusha. You can't say it with less than 10 people. So you learn from a pasuk, dvarim she'bekdusha, and also, if a person swearing that if that includes that he's not going to also get an aliyah, so then that's also a mitzvah seseh shel Torah, because birchas haTorah is min haTorah. So it could be that this guy who's swearing not to be chazen either al tzvarim shebikdusha or birchas haTorah, so that's called being nishba levatel mitzvah min haTorah. And since a mitzvah min haTorah, so it's like being nishba shel lechol matzah, it's not chal, and he has to be mekayim the mitzvah. So we see from the tashbitz that even though somebody else could do it, it's considered nishba levatel es hamitzvah, and it's not chal. So Rabbeinu in his Ksavim discusses shailov why this is not chal mitzad the derabbanan. In other words, the other chalakim of tefillah derabbanan. So the shvuah should be chal mitzad that. And once the shvuah is chal, it's chal. Koponim, you see from the tashbits that if there's somebody else to do it, it is still considered nishba levatel es hamitzvah, and therefore the shvuah is not chal, even though somebody else could theoretically be chaz. And we also find in the tashbits, in the tshuvis, nechelek aleph and simen kuf, that if a person's nishba shelo liyabem, lo chayil shvuasai, if somebody takes a shvua not to do yibum, the shvua is not chal. After yochel achlitz, even though he could do chalitza, so why should the shvua not be chal? He's not mevatel a mitzvah. He could do chalitza instead of yibum. He also says that if somebody's nishba not to be choleitz, shvua is not chal, even though he could be miyabim. Why is it not chal? He could do the, he could still be mekayim the mitzvah with yibum. And that's similar to what we find that Anishba Sha'ash Sha'ashkin Ve'eshna Perik Zeh. Somebody says, I'm going to learn this parak. He's considered Mishpa Mushpa Mamar Har Sinai. Even though, why is he's not Mushpa to learn specifically this parak? He can learn another parak still. It's called Mushpa Vomed Mehar Sinai. So you see from the Tashbits, same idea. That just like if somebody is Nishba and somebody else can do it, the Shavuah is still Chal, it's still called the Shavuah to be Mevatel LaMitzvah, even though somebody else could theoretically do the Mitzvah. But it's called Nishba to be Mevatel LaMitzvah and the Shavuah is not Chal. So too, if he swears not to do Yibam or Chalitza, so the Shavuah is Chal, even though he could still be Mekayim the Mitzvah in a different way. But still, it's called Shavuah Levatel LaMitzvah. Now the Rishonim write, Toysis and Nazir, Dibra Maschil Mai, that the Chiyuv to be Makadish al Hayayin is only the Rabbanon. But Min HaTorah, all you have to do is be Makadish B'dvochim, verbally, and you also don't have to say Unzer Nusach of Kiddush. You don't have to say Ar Nusach. Now if a person, Ein lo Yayin o Pas, achad, he's still Chayv B'Kiddush, Min HaTorah. If a person doesn't have wine or bread, he doesn't have wine or bread, he's still chayv b'kiddush min haTorah, because he could verbally say kiddush. So, yesh la'ayin, ha'im b'chai gavna, if he's only making a kiddush d'oraisa, does he have to say the whole nusach, or can he just say a nusach that's good d'oraisa? Does he have to say our nusach? Let's say he's not making kiddush on wine or on bread. Does he have to say the whole nusach, or can he just say a nusach, like a minimalistic nusach, just to be yotzei d'oraisa? And the Sharish HaSafik is, do we say that a person has to say the whole bracha d'rabbanan like chachamim or mitakein, or maybe no? Since Balav Hachi is not going to be Makayim the Dirabbanan Kitikunai, because he doesn't have wine or bread, so he goes back to the Chiyuv Daraisa, and he can just say a basic Nusach that's effective Daraisa, mentioning Shabbos, mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, but he doesn't have to say our whole Nusach. Because since he's only on a Daraisa level, he's not doing a Dirabbanan Kiddush that's Moel Dirabbanan, because he doesn't have wine or bread. So the Nusach also will reflect that, and he doesn't have to say the whole Nusach. And we see in the Meiri, Brachas 52a, Linyan Psak, that the Bramaskal Linyan Psak, that if he doesn't have wine, he should say the whole Brach of Kiddush without a kos. Similarly, we see in the Arugas HaBoisem, it's a very good-smelling sefer, in Arachayim and Simon Beis, Bishmini Shel Sukkis, Chutz La'aretz, that mitzvah sukkah is only the Rabbanon. And all he has is a sukkas nisarim. That's psulam the Rabbanon. And it's ksheira rak min haTorah. Does he have to sit in the sukkah? In other words, he has a sukkah that's pasul mid Rabbanon. As we see in the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, that you're not allowed to make a sukkah with beams, because that you're going to end up sitting under your roof, sitting in the house. So you have a sukkah that is not kosher midrabanan, and it's only kosher midoraisa. And you're dealing with Shmini Shel Sukkis, the eighth day in Chul. A person's in Chutz Laaretz on the eighth day of Sukkis. So he's sitting in the sukkah, but it's only a din de rabbanan. So he's being mekayim a mitzvah de rabbanan. Can he be mekayim the mitzvah de rabbanan with a sukkah that's pasul de rabbanan? Is there any reason for him to sit in the sukkah? Maybe since the whole chiyuv to sit in the sukkah is de rabbanan, the sukkah is pasul de rabbanan. As in there's a shum toelet. Bishlam when he's chayiv in a mitzvah de reisa, so if he can't do it de rabbanan, dik, let him do it de reisa dik. But if Saivi size, they say in the yeshivas, if Benkach or Benkach, if anyway he's only Chayav de Rabbanan, so then why should he sit in the Sukkah de Rabbanan? That's pasul midrabbanan. And the Arugas Habaisim concludes that Taki is not chayif. And he brings a raya from a ritva in Sukkah 14b. Aval yesh la'ayin b'dvarav u'b'rayasoy, like Rabbeinu writes elsewhere in his Ksavim. And maybe we can say the Zel B'Zach about Kiddush. That it's a person chayiv, he's only making a, is he chayiv in a Kiddush d'Rabbanan, in the Nusach of Kiddush d'Rabbanan, when he's only making a Kiddush d'Araisa, because he's not doing it with Yain or Pas. Sheila mod manyanet. עכשיו אנחנו מקשים בגמרא במסכת פסחים בדף קוף אלף. אמי אויסים קידש בבייס הכנסס אף על פי שאינו במוקם סעודה. Why do you make קידש in shul? Aye, it's not מוקם סעודה. And the Gemara answers that it's the מוקם סעודה for the guests because they eat in shul. Frekt the Rosh Psachim 10, Simon 5, in the 10th parak. Simon, hey, what's the kash of the Gemara? You have to be Makadish in Shul in order to be Yotze, somebody who's not going to know how to be Makadish at home. Let him at least be Yotze the Daraisa, right? Not being Yotze Kiddush Mokum Suda, let him at least be Yotze the Daraisa. So he proves from here that that we say in Kiddush Mokum Suda is a Daraisa. And therefore he's not Mokum Suda, it's garnished. So therefore, the only person he can make kiddush for is the people who are living in the shul. Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger beGilion beSiman Reish Ein Aleph alamagen Avraham beSif Katan Aleph al Devrei Harosh Harei Hakiddush beBeit Knesset Eino Elamid Rabbanan Hakiddush deOraita uKvar Yatzah baTfila. Anyway, the Kiddush in Shul is only the Rabbanan, because the Kiddush d'Oraisa, he was already Yotze in Davening. So what was the Rosh's Kashe? The Rosh's Kashe was, let him make Kiddush in Shul to be Yotze, a person who doesn't know how to make Kiddush at home, and at least he'll be Yotze Kiddush d'Oraisa, even though in the Kashe, even though he's not going to be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suuda, which in the Kash is Derabanan, but at least let him be Yotze Kiddush Doraisa by making Kiddush and Shul. Frek Rebbe Kiva Eger, what are you talking about? Kiddush and Shul can't be Doraisa. You already was Yotze Kiddush Doraisa in Davening. Lichora, kushiat Rabbi Kiva Eger, talia benido in anal. It would seem that the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger is totally in our discussion. Because bishlam, if we say that a person is chayiv to be makayim, the dirabonon, boif in the mahani midoy raisin, other we say, not like the Arugas HaBoisim. The Arugas HaBoisim said that there's no reason to sit in a sukkah that's patzal dirabonon on the eighth day. Because the 8 days only, the chiyuv was only derabanan. So what's the point of being makayim the derabanan? What's being the point of being sitting in a sukkah that's puzzled derabanan? If the whole chiyuv is only derabanan, so don't tell me, oh, it's okay to arise. I'm a mazel zilin. He's only chayiv the derabanan anyway, so he has to do it in a way that's kosher derabanan. So if we say not like him, and we say that he has to do a chiyuv derabanan in such a way that it is effective d'oraisa. So l'chayra faren for the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger, because even though he's already yotze kiddush d'oraisa in davening, nevertheless he's still chayv midrabanan to say the proper nusach hakiddush al hayayin. So therefore he has to be makadesh in order to be makayim the derabanan to say the nusach of kiddush al hayayin in such a way that it's Kiddush al kol panim min haTorah, even though it's not b'makom suuda. In other words, even though he's not being makayim the dirabanan of Kiddush b'makom suuda, because in the Rosh's kash is only dirabanan, even though he's not makayim the dirabanan of Kiddush b'makom suuda, but he's at least makayim the dirabanan of saying the proper nusach. I, the whole chiyuv of kiddush is the rabbanan. In a chinami, the whole chiyuv of kiddush is the rabbanan, and he's not going to be yotzei fully mid the rabbanan because it's not kiddush b'makom suuda. But at least let him be yotzei the doraisa. In other words, let him make a proper kiddush mid doraisa by saying the proper nusach. In other words, we're telling him to do the derabbanan, because now he's only chayiv derabbanan. But we're telling him to do the derabbanan in the proper way, even though he's not going to be yotzei mederabbanan. So that's similar. It's not exactly the same as the Arugas Habosim's case. But in the Arugas Habosim's case, when he sits in the sukkah on the eighth day, that's pasul derabbanan, he's being yotzei adoraisa. And in our case, he's not being yotzei any doraisa, because he's already yotzei the doraisa in kiddush, in davening. But at least when he makes kiddush and he says the full nusach, so he'll be yotzei properly derabbanan, even though he's not going to be yotzei derabbanan. That's the point. The point is that he's now only chayiv derabbanan, but he's not yotzei derabbanan. Just like over there, he's chayiv derabbanan on the eighth day, and if he has a sukkas nesarim, then he's not yotzei derabbanan. There we say at least he's being yotzei the daraisa, and here we say at least he's being yotzei the derabbanan of saying the nusach hakiddush, the proper nusach hakiddush, even though he's not fully yotzei the derabbanan because there's no kiddush b'makom suuda. But if you say that's if you say not like the Arugas Habosim. In other words, that there is still time to be Mekayim, your Chiv, even though the Chiv is only Durabbanan, and you're not Yotzei Durabbanan, you should still do it. But if you say that if you're only Chayv Durabbanan, and you're not Yotzei Durabbanan, there's no reason to do it, like the Arugas Habosim holds by the Sukkah and Sesarim, where you're only Chayv Durabbanan, you're not going to be Yotzei Durabbanan, don't do it here also. You're only Chayv Durabbanan, and you're not going to be Yotzei Durabbanan. Why are you not going to be Yotzei Durabbanan? You're not going to be Yotzei Durabbanan because it's not Kiddush Makom Suda. So therefore, there's no reason to do it, and Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is a good kasha. Kiva Eger asks him the kasha on the Rosh. The Kiddush and Shul is only derabbanan. You're ready yotzei Kiddush and Tefillah. What's the point of making Kiddush again? What are you accomplishing? The whole chiyuv is only derabbanan. You're not yotzei derabbanan. Aval yesh la'ayin. Shulain nechalek ben sukkah biyom shmini atzeres b'chutz laretz, or also the case of esrog and chol hamoed, where you're only going to be yotzei derabbanan, but not daraisa. You're going to be yotzei, excuse me, daraisa, but you're not going to be yotzei derabbanan, and the whole chiyuv during chol hamoed is only derabbanan. So sukkah b'shmini and chutz laretz, you could be mechalek between that and Kiddush after he davened. Because this is totally in the shayla of somebody who's sitting in a sukkah hakshera min ha-Torah u'psula mid-Rabbanan. So you're sitting in a sukkah that's kosher from the Torah and that's pasul de-Rabbanan, like a sukkah as-Nisarim that we spoke about, a sukkah of beams. And now nizdamin la'ot sukkah shekshera min ha-Torah u'psula mid-Rabbanan. He was already yotzei in a sukkah that's kosher min ha-Torah and pasul mid-Rabbanan. And now he gets a sukkah that's another sukkah that's ksheira min ha-Torah u'psula mid-Rabbanan. Kegon, that the schach is makabel tumah mid-Rabbanan. Do we say to him that he should go ahead and do the mitzvah again? Because on one hand, the second time he's sitting in the sukkah, he's not going to have the psul of sukkahs nesarim, but he's going to have a different psul, the rabbanan. And similarly, somebody who has a sukkah and it has one psul the rabbanan like nesarim, and there's another, he doesn't have another sukkah. Does he have to be makbid that there shouldn't be the schach should be makabotun mid rabbanan? Because again, it's already pasul anyway, Darabanan. So does he have to worry about it? A second psul Darabanan. Similar shaila. But what we're asking is he was sitting and he was already yotze with a sukkah that's good d'oraisa and no good d'rabbanan. And now he wants to sit in another sukkah he sat in a sukkah that's good d'oraisa and no good d'rabbanan. Now he wants to sit in another sukkah that's good d'oraisa and no good d'rabbanan for a different reason. Is there any inyan for him to sit in the second sukkah? But this is not like the case of the Arugas HaBosam sitting in the sukkah on the eighth day. Because Bishlam, in the case of the Arugas HaBosam sitting on the sukkah that's Pasul Darabanan on the eighth day, there's a tzad that he has to be Mekayim the Darabanan. Because in this day, he hasn't been Mekayim his mitzvah at all. Mashenkin over here, he was already Mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. In our case, he already sat in the sukkah Sesorim, he was Mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. So what's the point of him doing it again to be Mekayim the Mitzvah D'oraisa? He was already Mekayim the Mitzvah D'oraisa. And therefore he's not Chayav to be Mekayim the Derabbanan. V'achinami, in the case of Rabbi Akiva Egil, the D'oraisa without the Derabbanan, he was already Mekayim in davening. So what's the point of him, again, doing a D'oraisa without a Derabbanan? Or doing a kiddush, it's not even a kiyum d'oraisa. He already was mekayim the d'oraisa. Now he just wants to do it properly d'rabbanan, but he's not going to be yotzei d'rabbanan. In the case of the arugas haboisim, when he sits in the sukkah on the eighth day, so at least he's mekayim the d'oraisa. But in the case of Rabbi Akiva, even though he's not mekayim d'rabbanan, but in our case of kiddush and shul, once he already said kiddush and davening, what is he accomplishing now when he says Kiddush again? The Daraisi was already Yotze, now he's not being Yotze Dirabona. As is a toilet ish, but the Vazi. As Elu Dvarim, Shekamuvan, if Shah Lachiv Behem Meod, Bezrat Hashem, and he Mekavel Lachzor, Lishnot Perek Ze, and he Modelachem Meod Sheik Shaftem, Ze Meod Meanyen, Bezrat Hashem, Kfisha Marti, and he Mekavel Lachzor, Lishnot Perek Ze, Toda Rabba Rabal Hazana. Shalom, shalom, ahuvai, yedidai, morai, verabotai.